The pasuk says, "Kol almona v'yosaim loisanun." Any widow and orphan, I shall not cause pain. The pasuk continues. Next pasuk, "Im anesane oisoi." If you cause pain to them, "Kim soi gitzekelai." If they cry out to me, "Shemaya eshmatakosai." I will listen to their cries. So why is it that yosaim and almona daven? And their tefillahs are immediately listened to? What is it unique? We can learn from them how a person is supposed to daven. There's something special about their tefillahs that their tefillahs get answered. So Ramban, Pashtus means, to explain it, and I'll explain to you with a maaser. Rabbi Yisrael Sokolov was a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon. His son-in-law was traveling on a boat, and the boat sank. And he had to swim for the shore. He had with him two children. They weren't able to swim. So he has them both on his back and he's trying to get to the shore, but it's a long way. And he's pushing and pushing himself. He gets to a stage where he cannot go on any longer. And he turns to his child, to one of them, and he says, "We're all going to drown like this. You have to let go of me. I can't take you any further." And he's only able to continue with one of them. But he looks at this child looks back at him, and says to me, "But father, ain li abo elo ota, you're the only father I have. How can you do this to me?" And his father looks at his son. The son looks at the father, and the father feels this sense of achrayus. It's true. How can he do this to his son? And he pushes himself, and he pushes and pushes. It really wasn't humanly possible. He didn't have the capabilities. But he felt this responsibility, he pushed himself until he managed finally to get to the shore, and all three of them were saved. They were lying on the beach, exhausted, and after a little while, the father goes up to his son, and he says to him, there's going to be times in life when you're going to feel you can't go on anymore. It's impossible. You have no koichas anymore, and you don't know where to turn. You have difficulties in life. All you have to do is turn to the Rabbeinu Shlom, and say to the Rabbeinu Shlom the same way as you said to me, "Ein li abo ela ota." You're all I have, Rabbeinu Shlom. All I have to rely on you is Rabbeinu Shlom. If we would say that to Rabbeinu Shlom the way you said it to me, I can guarantee you your tefillahs will be answered. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see that we recognize that we ourselves haven't got the koich to do anything. It's only the Rabbeinu Shlom who can do things for us. We don't have any power of our own. Other people, when they have problems, they think, "Yes, I need the Rabbeinu Shlom's help. I can't manage on my own." But you feel a certain amount I can do on my own. A Yosem and Almona, when they have difficulties, they realized they have nobody else. They only have the Rabbeinu Shlom. When they look to the Rabbeinu Shlom, it's mamish ein li abo ela ota. The Rabbeinu Shlom is avi yosayimim. The Rabbeinu Shlom is the father of the Yosayimim. And they look to Rabbeinu Shlom like a father. They daven in a way like that, and that is why it is guaranteed their tefillahs will get answered. And this is the key for our tefillahs when we daven. We have to daven and recognize that everything comes from Hashem. Ein lono lishon al vina shabashamayim. And that way our tefillahs can get answered. The pasuk scares many people who are in chinuch that what does one do in treating a yosem? It's a danger, because you cause pain to a yosem. The pasuk continues and says in the next pasuk, "V'chora api v'ragti eschem." Very dangerous. And I've shown many mechanchim, they feel at ease when I show them this zeporna over here. The zeporna says, pshat, im onoisane, and what he's doing this zeporna over here is answering the kasha. Why is it the double loshen? Im anoisane. So he says, im kashatanes ayosem. If when you cause pain to the yosem, tiyeh kavanoscha lo inosei bilvad. The reason you're doing it is to cause him pain. Avim tanehu leyasroi o lehetiv loy. But if you're causing him pain in order to give him musa, to make him a better person, ein ze ele gemilas chasodim. That's a good thing to do. He'll be upset, yeah. That's nothing wrong with that, he's upset. If you're doing it for chinuch, to help him, that's a chesed that you can do. I once spoke to the dean of Darchinom, Rabbi Ankel Horowitz, And he told me he was a yosem from a very young age. And he told me the best way to treat a yosem, he's talking from personal experience, is the way you treat everybody else. That's how yosem wants to be treated. Another pshat, this double loshen over him, anoi sane. Sekleyoka says, one pshat is, im anoi, when you cause pain to the yosem, sane, you're causing another pain. You're causing pain also to his mother. You're not causing pain only to the yosem. By paining the yosem, the mother feels, I can't protect my child. The mother feels tsar, so it's a double tsar you're causing, anoi sane. A second pshat of the kleyoka is that when you cause pain to a yosem, sane, the second pain you're causing is the Rabbeinu Shloilem. The Rabbeinu Shloilem is avi yosemim. Paining the yosem is paining the Rabbeinu Shloilem. Im anasana oise, it's very meduyik. It should say im anasana oisom, if you cause pain to them. It says im anasana oisoi, the oisoi is going on the Rabbeinu Shloilem. If you cause pain, and the pain is to him, to the Rabbeinu Shloilem, by causing pain to that yosem, the Rabbeinu Shloilem will pay back. The Kotzker Rebbe said, shut in the double loshen, that if one causes pain to a yosem, the yosem thinks to himself, why are you starting up with me? There's plenty of people to start up with. And of all the people in the world, you pick me. And the yosem thinks, you know why? Because I'm a yosem. So it reminds him as a yosem. He thinks about it. It makes him dwell on the fact that he's a yosem. And you're causing him tsar to think again about the fact that he's a yosem. So it's not just the pain you're causing, but you're bringing back the reality to him that he's a yosem. And he gets caused, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will pay back for that as well. The Vilna Gaon explained, the Loshen in the Pasuk is a little difficult. Im ane sa'ane oisoi, if you cause pain. So the next words should be, Im tzog yitzak elai, if they cry out to me, Shemaya eshma tzakosa, I'll listen to his cries. But he adds a word in the Pasuk, Im ane sa'ane oisoi, ki im, what's the key there? Ki im tzog yitzak elai. The key doesn't seem to flow. If you cause pain, im tzog, if they cry out, this will happen. What's the key? The Vilna Gaon explains a very interesting pshat in the Pasuk. I imagine you all learned already that Penina was punished because she caused pain to Chana. Why did she cause pain to Chana? What was the reason? She wanted to daven. Same anas sa'ana oisa. The Pasuk is telling us an unbelievable chiddush, says the Vilna Gaon. If you cause pain, why are you causing pain? You're doing it l'shem shemayim like Penina did. Ki im, only that. Tzoyg yitzek elai. That the almona, the person will cry out to me, that they'll daven. You're causing pain to them only l'shem shemayim, they should daven. Shemay eshem tzakosai. I will still listen to their cries. It's not an excuse to do it l'shem shemayim. A person cannot start up with somebody, even l'shem shemayim. There's a fascinating rush over here on this pasuk. The rush to me was a tremendous chiddush. He asked the kasha on Rashi. Rashi is mamash pel over here. The pasuk says, "Im onesane oisai," says Rashi, "harizeh mikra kotzer." This is a short pasuk. It's missing part of the pasuk. Kotzar gozam v'loy pirish oinshay. It said a guzma, and it didn't say what the oinish is. It only said if they, I'll listen to their cries, but it doesn't say what's going to happen to the person. That's Rashi's pshat. Look at the next pasuk. Next pasuk says v'chara api v'rakti eschem. Says very clearly in the next pasuk what Kodesh Baruch is going to do. So what does it mean that? Rashi, what is Rashi saying? That he doesn't say what Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to do to the person. It says clearly. So the Rosh answers Rashi. The Rosh says, Pirish Rashi, gizem v'loy pirish oinshoi. V'hoksiv v'chora api v'arakti eschem. V'yesh loyma. First one is a very posh dubshat, he says. Ratz loyma. It didn't say an oinish where they didn't cry out. The Pasuk tells me if they cry out to me, then it tells you what the Baruch Hu is going to do. But when you didn't cry out, when you cause pain to Alman and Yosem, who don't cry and complain, then he doesn't say what Oinish is going to get. So that is what Rashi is dealing with. But the second pshat, he says, is a scary pshat. He says, Inami hochi pirushoi, loy pirush oinsha shel tzoyek. It doesn't say the punishment of the person who's crying out. It says the punishment of the person who's causing the pain. But what about that Yosef Amono crying to Hashem? And they're causing a person to get killed because of their cries. It doesn't say the punishment of the tzoyek. Because he says, Oinish ikel letzoyek. There's going to be a punishment for that Yosef Amono who are crying out. When there's judgment below, they're bringing this judgment on a person. They're causing the person to get killed. It's called Hamoisa Din al Chaveroi. You go and daven and say, this person has caused me Taurus. Ribbono Shel Olam, take care of this person. That's a dangerous thing to do. It says, the Pasuk doesn't tell us the person who's crying out, what is going to happen to that person. In other words, the Yosef Amono, even if they're suffering, they shouldn't be telling the Ribbono Shel Olam to take care. And there's a Rosh Yeshiva in Gateshead. Chaim Kaufman was his name. Chaim Kaufman Levrocha. And a Yosem once came to him, and he was complaining about a Bocha who was causing him tzoras, and complaining about him, and it's not fair. That very same day, the Bocha who caused him the tzoras got beaten up very badly by Goyim. And he went over to this Bar, the Yosem, and he told him, go and ask him a chila. Look what you did to him. And I don't think the boy even wanted that should happen. He was upset at the guy, but he didn't want him to get beaten up the way he got beaten up. He says, you caused this to happen. You've got to ask him a chila for such a thing. However, this is Pshat the Rosh. The Al-Sheikh, though, I think on this Pasuk, very clearly learns differently. And the learns, I think, that the Yosef Amono is entitled to complain because they only have the Ribbono Shel Olam to complain to. The Rosh seems to be a tremendous chiddush. Okay, at the beginning of this week's parasha, you get the parasha of Avodim. And what happens if after 6 years, the person says, "Oh, Hafti is Ishti v'Zadoini," he wants to stay. V'Gishoy Adoinav El Holehim. His master brings him to the judges. V'gishal adeles, bring close to the door. Oyel mezuzah. V'rotza adoinav is oznoi marzeah. And the master pierces his ear with an awl. V'avodeh lo'olam, and he serves him forever. Says Rashi, why does he get pierced by his ear? Omer b'yochtem ben Zakkai. Oizun zois sheshom al har Sinai. This ear that heard in har Sinai. Loi signoif. V'holach, and this person went. V'gonaf, and went and stole. Teirotzash has to get pierced. So, he's getting his ear pierced because his ear heard, don't steal. And he went and he stole. The question is an obvious question. If we're piercing his ear because he stole, that should have been done 6 years ago. That's when he stole. He hasn't stolen the last 6 years. He's about to go free now. If he wanted to, he could go free. He's been behaving the last 6 years. So why is he getting punished now for being overloy signoif? Rashiv and Geiser, Ram Gruitz, he has a sefer on Hilchus Avodim. And in his Akdoma, he writes the pshat. Fascinating pshat. He says, the Novi Yeshaya, says, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, Yomer Akechem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives an achoma to Klal Yisrael. And he tells Klal Yisrael in the Pesukim the house, forgiven all the Averis. But then there's some interesting Pesukim. It says, Kol Ge Yonosei. All valleys will be raised, and the hills will be lowered. What's the pshat that Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to raise the valleys? So the Medrash explains that what's going to happen is, Klal Yisrael is going to say to the Ribbono Shel Olam, you forgave our sins, but we're embarrassed about what we did. We're embarrassed that there's the Edom, the sun, the moon, the Edom that we did the Averis. Ribbono Shel Olam says, I'll make a new sun, a new moon. So the people are going to say, we're embarrassed that we did the Averis with our name. I'll give you a shame chodesh, I'll give you a new name. The Medrash says, we'll be embarrassed of the places where we did the chet. Every time we see those places, it reminds us of our chet. It bothers us the chet we did. Don't worry, we'll change the places. All the valleys will be raised. They'll be completely different. So we see from this that when a person does a chet, it should bother them so much that they see that mokum where they did the chet, that alone bothers them, it echoes them. How could it be I did a chet like that? This person went and stole. A person went and stole, doesn't mean, that he gave up the Yisrael Sinai. This guy, he never steals. It could be he never steals. One time against Arachaptim and he stole. So he doesn't have to get his ear pierced because he heard Lo Yisignoi, he doesn't care about it. He cares about it. And therefore, the fact that he stole, he doesn't get his ear pierced. But now, after he stole, it should bother him that he stole. He should be embarrassed about it. And for 6 years, he lives with his Odin. And the Odin gives him a wife, gives him children. Every time he looks at his master, every time he looks at his wife, the Shivcha Kananis, he looks at the children he has from her. They are reminders. You know why you're here? You did a chet. You stole. And it should bother him to see them. So if after 6 years, this person is able to say, oh, hafti is ishti. I love my wife, my children, my master. 1 second. That means the chet didn't bother you at all. You need to be a reminder. You heard that and it doesn't bother you at all. You need to get your ear pierced. The Gemara in Shabbos says there's no animal that is richer than the chazir, than the pig, and there's no animal poorer than the dog. So you could teach what the Gemara says. Pigs have to eat whatever they want. There's always enough to eat. They can eat anything. And dogs, nebuch safer, they don't get so much to eat. You see, hungry dogs. Vilna Gaon explains an interesting pshat. He says that even in mitzvahs, there are mitzvahs that had muzzle, mitzvahs that didn't have such muzzle. The Chaznish would say it, you look at a sukkah, the walls of a sukkah are a mitzvah. It says people use scraps of material to make their walls. Comes to the esrog, they're so makbid on an esrog mahuda. So what's the pshat? That mitzvah had muzzle, esrog, and the walls of the sukkah didn't have muzzle. The Vilna Gaon said, if there's any mitzvah that had muzzle, a mitzvah that's a rich mitzvah, that's chazir, pig. Who eats chazir? Nobody's eating chazir at all. That's something, nobody eats that. So that is a very rich mitzvah. There's no animal richer than the pig, means that is of eating chazir, there's no mitzvah richer than that. Was no animal poorer than the dog? In this week's parasha you have, if somebody has a tray for animal in their flock, lekelev tashlich noisai. Next to that is the is of Lashon Hara. Chazal learn out, somebody who speaks Lashon Hara, roi lashlich lekloven. He deserves to be thrown to the dog, such a person. So there's no animal poorer than the dog. The dog is meramez, is symbolizing the is of Lashon Hara. There's no mitzvah poorer than Lashon Hara. That Nebuch, so many people speak Lashon Hara. That is a mitzvah Nebuch. They didn't have muzzle at all, that people ignore completely. Quickly, if I have time, in Parsha Shkolim, in the Yotzeres in Musaf, for those who say Yotzeres, it says, Ore panecho oleinu odoy nesa. The light of your face to us, over us, our master should lift up to us. V'shekel esa b'bayis nochem v'nisa. And I'm going to bring a shekel to the Beis HaMikdash. So what does it mean, a shekel I'll bring? A person brings a machzis, a shekel, half a shekel. So why does it say, v'shekel esa, I'll bring a shekel? So the Gemara says in Brochas, why is Hashem nois upon him? Why is Hashem Baruch lift his face to us, deal favorably with us, to Klal Yisrael? Because we're machmir. We only have to really bench the chalt of a savati, a savaya. And we bench already in a kazayas because of the chumras we do. Over here in the Yotzeres, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oripo Alecho Aleinu Nesa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be nois upon him to us. Nois upon him, deal favorably. You only get that if you're machmir, if you do something special. What are we doing special? So v'shekel esa means we only bring half a shekel. But what happens if two people come together to bring a machzitz a shekel? They have to give an extra coin called a kalboin. Normally you give half a shekel. Two together have to give a shekel plus a kalboin. So if somebody wants to be machmir machzitz a shekel, there's a way to do it. You come two people together and then you can be machmir. So you can touch the word with shekel esa. I'm going to be machmir to bring a shekel dafka. So therefore we can ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ur panecho aleinu adoin nesa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be nice upon it to us. Good Shabbos.